Hello, 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 a beautiful and a magical soul. Welcome back to the Soulfully Awakened podcast. It is your host, Nicole, and Callie. She wanted me to let you guys know that she's here. She pointed. I just decided that if I'm going to podcast and pour myself into it, I want to show up as authentic as possible. And that way, it is bringing Callie into my work and not trying to wait for the perfect moment or waiting till somebody is home to help. And so I'm going to start just bringing her into my work because nourishing my podcast is one of my big intentions. Well, nourishment and nourishing are really big energetic words for me, among some others, for 2024. So nourishment and pouring that energy into all the things that light me up. And one of those things that lights me up is my podcast. For me, it is so fun and so creative and so life-giving for me to be able to pour out what I'm thinking, what I'm feeling, what is being dropped into me in this type of platform. Like, I love to journal, I love to write, I love to blog post. You know, if you follow me on Instagram, you know that I post there too. But sometimes what's flowing through me is coming in such a quickened way that it's really hard for my hand to keep up with what's flowing through me. So this is a really great medium for that. So I thank you for being here, regardless if you've been here from the beginning. I've been doing this for, gosh, I don't even know, like 4 or 5 years now. So thank you if you've been here for the beginning, or if you've been here for only a year, or if this is your first time listening, thank you for being here. So we keep it real, we keep it raw, authentic here. And so sometimes you might hear my toddler in the background talking, or me talking to her, or her making noises. And I've just decided with 2024 to just fuck the perfection and being so, you know, organized in the sense that, like, I have to do it when it's quiet. Everybody go upstairs. You know, I can't be doing, you know, listening to you chatting. I can't be having her run to my office door and wanting in and things like that. And I'm just like, you know what? This is the year of just bringing it all forward and center, because this is who I am. This is who I am. I am an entrepreneur, a soulpreneur, a creative, but I'm also a mom. I am a mom to 3 kids. I have an 18-year-old, an almost 16-year-old, and a 2-year-old. And the 2-year-old is home with me all day, every day, while everyone is off to college, at school, and my husband's off to work. And for me, it's always been really important. Someone said, well, why don't you hire like a nanny or have her go somewhere? And at first I was like, maybe I should. But then when I really got down to it, that didn't feel in alignment for me, because I always felt that if I ever had an opportunity to have another child, I really wanted to do this, I guess you would call it attachment parenting, which I don't really love that word because it sounds kind of negative, but that's like the vibe. That's what basically, it's just your kid is with you all the time. And you are bringing them in to life. You are doing life with them. You're not separating. Yeah, cool. Okay, I will. You're not separating motherhood and, you know, work and things like that. Yes, there is a place and time for that where, you know, I need it to be a little bit more quiet if that is on client sessions and things like that. But just to kind of forewarn you, like, this is the vibe going forward. Now, every episode won't be like that. Some episodes I might get to record in the evening or on the weekend when I have my husband or one of the kids here. But for the most part, I love to work during the day. And if I'm going to work during the day, I'm going to have my little co-pilot here with me, which is my 2-year-old. So today's episode is, I just kind of wanted to go into a bit more detail, a deep dive around an Instagram post that I wrote earlier in the week or last week. And it's all about 10 energy givers that you can access. So I wanted to share this because these are things that really help fill you up with energy and make you feel things such as radiant, rooted to self, in alignment with your higher self, full of vitality, optimal, energized, happy, joy, grounded, like all of these beautiful things, inspired, creative. And energy givers are things that when maybe you're feeling a bit dipped out on energy, you're feeling in a funk, you're feeling uninspired, you're feeling less than optimal, you're saying, oh, I don't really feel like myself. These are things that you can access. And what I mean by access is things that you can bring into your life that are going to help your energy, your frequency, your inspiration, your creative output, whatever it is that you are wanting to access. These are the things that I feel are my top 10 energy givers, things that give me life, give me energy, light me up. So one of them is meditation. So meditation is such a beautiful art, a practice to cultivate that is accessible and, excuse me, it is easier than you think. And what I mean by that is I think sometimes meditation is made into this airy fairy, super mystical, esoteric kind of vibe where it scares people off, or it's the other way where people are like, think that when they meditate, they have no mind. And what no mind means is that there is no thoughts. It's a blank space. Now, the goal of meditation is never to have, I shouldn't say never. For me, when I think about meditation, the goal is not to have a blank mind, to sit there and be like, oh, you get those sweet spots. And what I mean by sweet spots are you get to those moments where you have quiet connection. You're not thinking a thought. You're so dipped into the euphoria of the experience. But what's really interesting is when the mind realizes like, oh, we're here in the sweet spot, then you drop out of it, and then you might get back into the cycle of thoughts and things like that. That is sometimes how meditation works. But what is really key is to take all pressure off of yourself with meditation. Don't think that you have to be perfect. Don't get in those perfectionism tendencies. Finding a meditative practice and style that works for you, that is the key. And what I mean by that is, go out there and look at all the different types of meditation styles there. There's walking meditation. There's a breathwork style meditation, body scanning, guided meditation, sitting in silence, ecstatic dance, shamanic journeying, nature walks. There are so many different types of meditation practices that you can try on for size and see what feels good to you. Another thing that I see happen is when people pick one type of way to do it, and then they put so much rigidity around it and say, this is the only way that I can meditate because if I try something else, it's not going to work, whatever you want to say, right? The key is to allow yourself to show up to that practice every single day. And that might mean that you are choosing something that is different from one day to the next. The whole premise is to show up and to create discipline. And when you create discipline, that means keeping yourself held accountable and you show up for that work. And then that will create the habit. So if you've never meditated before, or you try and you keep giving up, create the art of discipline so this becomes a non-negotiable habit for yourself. So meditation affects every single part of you, and all of those parts are mood boosting. Those can help with your decreasing of your stress levels. It can boost your creativity cycle, all of those things. So this is why I think meditation is such an energy giver. So wherever you are in your life, if you are somebody that has ample time, create space to do it. If you are somebody who is in the thick of mothering or you're building a business, create time to do that. Just find what works for you. The next one is nature. So spending time outdoors among the trees, near a body of water, in the forest, maybe hiking through your mountains, or just simply walking on the earth barefoot, walking along a beach, building, digging around in your garden. These are all great ways to boost your energy, boost your mood, clear your energy to feel more grounded. And why this works is because when we're in nature, nature has such a recalibrating effect on us, especially when you are touching anything that is connected to the earth. You're touching a flower, you're touching a plant, a tree, a bush, something that is in the ground that has its roots connected. What you are doing is you're getting the energy pickup off of the earth's vibration. The earth has a measurable frequency in megahertz, which is an energy that can be measured, and it's one, maybe you don't see it, but you feel it. And this is why I am such an advocate, always talking about getting outside, grounding, doing something that grounds you and connects you to the earth's energy, because there are so many benefits to connecting to the earth or that grounding energy in a way. It helps with your energy, it helps with inflammation in the body, wound healing, metabolism, so many different things, blood flow, blood circulation. And so this is why I always will talk about nature. I love nature. I love being outside in it. And so if you're somewhere like me right now, where in the Midwest, we're in winter. So here, winter is unpredictable. One day it is, you know, in the 40s. The next day it could be down in the 20s. And then that next week it could be warm, or it could be down into the negatives. So if you're somebody like me that likes to get out and walk, just make sure that you invest in some really good pieces that you can bundle up, you know, a nice coat that keeps your body, maybe your legs warm, wear gloves, wear a scarf, wear a hat, get out in nature, however long that is for you. Maybe it's a quick little 10-15 minute stroll around nature, just observing, feeling the wind on your skin, taking in that air, whatever that is. Get out and take advantage of being in nature. Bring nature into your spaces, be it live plants, be it flowers, diffusing essential oils, things like that. These things really do matter, and they really have a frequency effect and influence on us. Number three would be eating nourishing foods. So I'm very big on bulking up my diet and what I eat in a way that is full of energy rich live foods that not only taste good, but feel really good for my body. So like, what are those kinds of things? So you want to eat in your diet a lot of things that are considered what are electric food, which means it has a life force energy to it. And what that does is that creates an uptick to your own life force energy. So being sure that you are adding live foods, life enforcing good food. So think like raw fruits. Those are the most electric. Raw veggies. Those are chocked full of micronutrients, minerals. Those are great builders. And so what I mean by great builders, great builders means it helps build up your body and your mineral reserve. Now, fruits have that as well, but fruits also have the ability as well to detox the body. Herbs, so things like cilantro, parsley, thyme, things like that, not the dried kinds. The dried kinds still have life force, but if you want more electric life force, fresh. So those are beautiful detoxifiers and mineral builders. I also really love sprouts. So adding sprouts to your salads, to your soups, to your smoothies, whatever way you want to do that, they're really great. They're super, super easy to grow yourself. Very easy. Microgreens, love those as well. So nourishing foods, think of foods that nourish you. So I'm very big on that. Now, that doesn't mean that that's the only thing you eat, right? You want to eat in a way that nourishes your body, makes you feel good, makes you feel clear. So a good way to start to assess this is to pay attention to when you're eating something. How are you feeling? maybe what's the mind chatter going on? How do you feel after you eat it? Notice your energy uptick or your dip and things like that. And so if you know me, you follow me, you've talked to me, you've worked with me on a holistic health coaching realm, you know that I am very big on whole foods, eating a whole foods plant-based diet, really getting away from processed foods, reading labels, staying away from seed oils. And all of this is not to ever create fear of food or food fear at all. This is all about sovereign empowerment, realizing what you're putting into your body matters. What you're putting into your body is an act of self-love. And so it's why I'm really passionate about talking about it and things like that. So eating nourishing foods. And so on one of my latest community newsletters, I talked about, I always connect with God and Jesus and Goddess before I do a newsletter, have them drop and pour into me messages of wisdom. And one of the things that was shared to me was the need for nourishing foods, but eating things that are really nourishing, comforting, and warming right now for the month of January. So lots of nourishing homemade soups, homemade stews, steamed veggies, baked or steamed potatoes, really beautiful, vibrant, veggie-filled stir fries, hot herbal teas, and things like that. Right now for the month of January, that was what was really being shown to me that was going to be very nourishing to the body. So nourishment and really nourishing your body on deep cellular levels is really important because that affects your mood, that affects your energy, that just affects a lot. And so if you've ever really focused on your nutrition, getting nutrient-dense foods, remineralizing the body, and eating in a way that feels good to you, you will notice how your energy feels. You will feel more clarity. You will feel more energized. You will have more energy to do the things that you do, whether it be creative projects or exercise or playing with your kids, all of those things. So nourishing the body in a way that feels good to you is a really beautiful way to allow yourself to get energy in a way that's really accessible. The next one is high vibe music and sounds. So I love music. I love sound healing. I love vibrational frequencies. I love all that because, and I love cymatones I listen to. So if you're part of my newsletter community, you've heard me talk about cymatones and how I am an ambassador for cymatones. If you don't know what that is, you can send me a message and I will share with you what cymatones is. But essentially, it is a frequency-based system that affects the body, the organs, the chakras, all of the systems, your auric field, with the frequencies, the specific frequencies that it is giving out. So all frequencies influence you. So since you and I were mostly made up of water, and when a frequency is introduced to the body, it's informing the cells, the blood, the water, the organs, the bone, the chakras, the auric field with that specific frequency that's playing through. So sounds will also affect your mood, your energy, your thoughts based on what it is that you choose to play. So think about music in that way. When you are wanting to listen to music, there's a vibe you want to create, right? So if you're feeling like low energy, you're not going to play your slow flow music. That's going to make you feel dropped into this space of like lessening your energy in a way, right? And you're looking for an uptick in energy. You're looking for a boost. So you're going to listen to music that might have a more up-tempo or that takes you back to a moment when you felt so much energy and joy. You're going to play that music. This is why I love intuitively picking music and sharing it with my newsletter community. I give them a song of the month sometimes in newsletters. I'm like, hey, I created a playlist for you. And my past clients, when I would see people in person, part of my healing package was I would create intuitive playlists for that session. So every single client that I met in my home who was receiving shamanic work, energy work, whatever we were doing, they would walk away with a intuitive playlist for them. I would tune in to that client's energy and say, okay, show me what songs need to go on here. And they would always work out perfectly. And I kind of fell into doing that as part of my service, as I don't want to say an accident or a fluke. That's what it feels like to my human self, but I know spirit was guiding it. I just started to just pick music, and clients would be like, oh my gosh, this song means this, or this song was played here, or how did you know about, like, it would be all these things. I'd be like, oh, I didn't. I just kind of tuned in. So then I quickly realized this was a gift of mine, like that I could do this, because when you are connected to a sound, music, or a frequency, the body remembers. So when you're creating music playlists for yourself, or you have a favorite song that boosts your energy, or maybe relaxes your energy, or makes you feel inspired or creative, it creates that energy cycle within your body again. So this is why I think it's important to pick high vibe music and sounds. So if you're feeling a bit low on energy, maybe if you listen to a sound bowl healing that releases stagnation in your body. Maybe if you're listening to vibrational sound frequencies like cymatones that creates whatever it is that you're looking for. Like, you know, an uptick in your energy, clarity, an auric boost, things like that. Music and sound is so influential. So this is why I love finding high vibrational music. This is why I love making playlists. This is why I love teaching dance fitness and Zumba and weightlifting classes, because I love music. I love loud music. It just creates such a vibe. The next one is, so piggyback off of my talking about dance fitness and weightlifting and Zumba and all that, is I am such an advocate in promoting finding your soulmate exercise and movement practices. So moving the body in some way, shape, form is such a gift, and it should be fun. And when it's fun, you want to show up for it. And when you show up for it because it's fun, you make it a habit. And this is why I'm such an encourager of find what moves you. What makes you excited? Is that nature walks? Is that yoga? Is that Pilates? Is that group fitness? Is that dance? Is that running? Is that biking? Is that CrossFit? Is that lifting weights? Whatever that is, and if I didn't name your favorite workout, please don't take offense. It's not that I'm not naming it because I don't like it. It's just I could keep going on and on and on. But it's so important for you to find what works and what gets you excited. Because the way that the mind and body connection works is so amazing and beautiful. So if you show up to a workout or movement practice and you are doing it, you are dreading it, you're like, oh, I fucking hate this. I don't want to do this. This sucks. I don't even like this, but I'm going to do it because I have to accomplish A, B, and C, whatever that is, more muscle, lose weight, heart health, lower my cholesterol, whatever. You're doing it begrudgingly. The mind and the body connection is completely disconnected, misaligned, okay? And you're not going to produce the most effective goals, results, whatever it is you're looking for. But when you are connected and in joy of the movement practice you're doing, you are excited for, like, oh, this makes me feel so good. I love moving my body in this way. Whatever little statements you want to attach to it, when you love it and you want to be there, you want to show up for it, you love the way it makes you feel, you love everything about it, the mind-body connection, the synapsis effect that's going on is so much more potent. So this is why I will always preach that. Now, I don't always say, oh my gosh, you have to do group fitness because that's what I teach. No, I love all different forms of exercise. So when you find what you love and you want to switch it up a couple times a week or day to day, let yourself do that. If you love dance group fitness, go do that. If you also love Pilates or yoga, fit that into your week. If you love nature walks, fit that into your week. You don't have to adhere or stick to one form of exercise for it to be effective on the mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical body. What matters is you finding what works for you and what gets you excited. That is an energy giver. If you show up to it begrudgingly and you hate it, you are not filling up your tank. You are going to be depleting it, because the whole entire time you have a cycle going on that you do not want to be here. You do not like it. Okay. The next one, sun, sunshine. It's so important. The sun is healing. The sun is life-giving. So I talk about this a lot with my clients, specifically my holistic coaching clients, because we talk about how important the sun is for healing, nervous system regulation. And the sun has been so demonized over the years and years and years by the sunscreen industry. I have a lot to say on this. Maybe this will be for another topic. The sun does not cause the C word. You know what the C word is, and it's not the C COVID, not that, the other, the scary C word that people don't like to talk about. And the sun is not the root cause. Is sun important? Yes. Is safe sunning exposure also important and helpful? Absolutely. I'm not advocating going outside 7 days a week when the sun is in its prime and staying out for hours on end in direct sun, burning your skin day after day. Absolutely not. But getting safe exposure, and what I mean by that is there are times when the UV rays are not as high, and those are times when you want to go out for, you know, start small. Like if you're somebody that burns really easy, start with 5 minutes, and, you know, up to 30 minutes of sun on the skin with no sunscreen, no sunglasses. Why no sunglasses is because when we wear sunglasses, it creates a barrier, and our body cannot naturally produce the melanin in a way that lets the body not become sunburned. And so this is a really great way to do that. I really like to expose my major extremities and my abdomen when I sun. So that's my arms, my legs. And I always wear a hat. Okay. The sun can still cause wrinkles. Like if you're just like sunning the shit out of your face every single day and you just burning and flaking and peeling, it can create sun damage. So I always wear a hat. That's important to me. I like to take care of my skin, but slowly build up how much sun you get on your skin and in your eyes. And this is not just off of Nicole's opinion or anything like that. I've read tons and tons of books by doctors and naturopaths and the like who completely debunk all this misinformation around the sun. And I find it completely fascinating and eye-opening. And one thing that's really cool is your body creates its own natural vitamin D. And I think that is so cool. You are your own source of vitamin D. And what's really important too is when you come in from outside after you have gotten sun on your skin. So like, let's say you're doing it for your vitamin D production, your health and things like that. You want to wait at least a few hours before you shower, because you want to allow the sun, the energy to continue to infiltrate the body and to completely soak in. So everything that I've ever read about vitamin D production has always said that. Do not shower right away, things like that. So I want to share this too. So when I look at people who maybe are dealing with a skin condition that has been told to them that is by the sun, the C word, skin condition. It is never, the sun is not the root cause. There is something else going on in the body that when the sunlight hits it, it creates a free radical situation. And a lot of those are lifestyle led things. The things that you eat, the things that you put into your body, the things that you put on top of your body. So makeup, skincare, sunscreen. Now, am I anti-sunscreen? No, because if I'm outside at the beach or at the pool for a really long time, after I've done my safe sun exposure, I will apply it onto myself and my family. But I am an advocate of looking and reading at the ingredients that you're putting on top of your skin, because what you put on top of your skin gets into your body, gets into your bloodstream, and is carried to various organs of the body. So I'm a big advocate for, if I do wear sunscreen, it has got to be the cleanest stuff, not filled with junk chemicals. And I'm going to tell you, you're not going to find that stuff on the shelves at your grocery store, CVS, Walgreens, Target. No. I have found a lot of it through online companies and things like that. So I just want to say that, because I don't want to come across that like I'm just like, you know, reckless. I am not. I'm an avid researcher. I am a person of life proof and evidence with myself. And I do what feels the safest for me and my family. So enough about the sun. The next one is rest. Resting. Rest is highly, highly underrated, undervalued. We live in this world that seems to celebrate this energy of hustle, gotta get shit done, no days off. And that doesn't really work, because let me tell you what that's gonna happen. You are gonna be on a round trip, first class flight to burnout city. I have seen it happen to my clients, to people that I know. I have been on the verge of that. And I really just had to detach from that ideology of like, if I'm not doing this and I'm not hustling and I'm not grinding and I'm not working, blah, blah, blah. Even though I love my work, I need days off as well, because I need to fill up my energy well. And resting is so super important. Rest gives you space to recalibrate, gain more energy. Did you hear that? You get more energy when you rest properly, getting proper sleep and rest at night. That really helps your cortisol levels. That helps your metabolism. That helps your nervous system. It helps you to heal and repair. Rest is so important for healing and repairing. So if you are healing anything going on in your body, be it stressed out adrenals, be it a chronic fatigue issue, be it a autoimmune issue, a cold, a flu, a wound from surgery, rest is so important. Taking that time, you know, and that could be during the day. Like, you need to take a nap. I hear so many people shame themselves when they like, oh my God, I'm so lazy, I took a nap today. I'm like, well, did you need it? Yeah. Well, then why are you shaming yourself? Like, we love to encourage our small children to take a nap. Like, when they are acting like what we would consider like crazy or grouchy or just out, like, oh, they're just not acting right, they need a nap. We encourage that. We need to encourage that for ourselves as well, because rest just gives you so much space for all of that recalibration, for clarity, inspiration, and momentum to do and show up for the things that matter, and for optimal health, which is so mega important, is this optimal health. The next thing is reading. So reading is so good for you. Whatever that is that you like to read, if it's fiction, nonfiction, learning, whatever that is find a genre and read it. For me, I do a mix of both. I probably in this stage, season of my life, I listen to more audiobooks, because being home with a two-year-old, that just is easier, where I can just pop in one of my little earbuds from my headphone and just listen to an audiobook and then still have an ear free if she needs me or something like that. So I think it's really important to just like let yourself drop into a book, because these books could be filled with so much of the things that make you feel filled up with energy and inspiration, whether it's books full of learning and wisdom and tools that you're so excited about, or simply pure entertainment. So for me, I do a mix of both. Like, I'm an avid researcher, so I've got piles and piles of books. Anything from energy medicine to holistic health and healing to different types of modalities and practices to optimize the health, plant nutrition-based books. And some of my favorite non-learning books are like biographies and autobiographies about musical bands or artists from like the mid 60s through the early 70s. So, you know, things like that, things about Woodstock. Like, I love those kind of books. They bring me joy. I love them. And so find what really calls to you. And maybe you're not a reader. Maybe you're like, I don't really like books. Podcast. Listen to podcasts. What podcasts inspire you, light you up, make you feel like you could just like rip your shirt off and take on the world. Like, those are some of my favorite ones, or ones that make you laugh. Like, laughing is so energizing and life-giving. The next one is, this is really important, is quality relationships. So the quality of your relationships that you hold on to in your life will either fill you up or they will deplete you. So I was talking to a friend the other day, and she was just talking about, you know, the quote that we always talk about, like the people that you spend the most time with, the five people in your life that you spend the most time with, are the energy you're going to become like. And that is so true, because they're going to influence you in the way that you think, your mindset, the things that you talk about, and your energy. So it's really good to take stock and inventory of who you spend a lot of time with and how the most dominant relationships in your life leave you feeling. And if you feel heard, loved, supported, connected, seen in those relationships. So it's important to evaluate those and who you allow access to your energy. So this means acquaintances, neighbors, clients, people that you do, you know, like of a service for. Like, so if you're a massage therapist, if you are a soul coach, a life coach, anybody you're mentoring, you want to make sure that you're really crystal clear about your clientele list. Because I will tell you, being in this kind of work that I've been in for over 15 years, I've had my fair share of energy suckers, or what the new age spiritual community called like energy vampires, and it's not fun. So you want to look at those too. You want to look at coworkers you hang out with, you spend time with, family members and friends. And so family members is a hard one for people. And that's not something that I can cover fully in this episode, but family members is hard. There's a lot of toxic, narcissistic family units, and there's this energy of family's always first, family's always family, you can't cut family off, blah, blah, blah. And I don't believe in that. Like, if your family member, a parent, a sister, aunt, uncle, grandma, grandpa, whatever, is fucking narcissistic and toxic and just leaves you feeling like shit, I don't understand why we drill into people that, well, they're your family, doesn't matter. You got to love them anyway. You can still love them, but you can love them from afar. Doesn't mean you have to be in their energy all the time, because their energy is influencing yours in that moment. So take stock, feel inward, and make appropriate shifts, because quality relationships that nourish you are so important, because those give life to you. So think about the people that you talk to, regardless if it is people that you see in person or people you met online, that you have phone calls with, you text with, whatever. Notice like the people that make you feel so good, make you feel seen. Again, it's those kinds of friendships and relationships that make you think like, fuck yeah, like I can do anything. I can take on the world. I feel amazing. Those are the people and relationships that you want more of. You want to continue to circulate. And my last one, so this is really important to me, is time with God, Goddess, and Jesus. So every single day, I always spend, I like to do it in the morning if I can. Now, this is completely dependent upon the littlest one, if she's still sleeping or things like that, or if I can get her settled. But I'd like to do this because for me, as a mom, it's nice to carve out that alone time where I can drop in and I can be completely focused. So I really try my best to do this every morning, where I start my day off in prayer and journaling and sitting with God. So it's a time for me to just unburden and release everything and connect with God and Jesus in this way. So for me, I start off my morning in that way. Now, I also take it to the nature trails as well. I call these my God Goddess chats, where I'm just like thinking, speaking. And I was telling someone the other day that for me, I hear God and Goddess and Jesus, the insight, so clear when I'm in nature. And so that's another place that I will take it. So some days my time in the space of prayer and journaling is really emotional. There's a lot of tears. Sometimes it's really lighthearted. The point is like I'm showing up to this no matter what. And what this really reminds me is that I am not ever doing life alone. At any time I feel like I'm alone or I'm not being supported, I'm not being seen, and I feel lost, I remind myself that I always have God and Jesus with me and within me, walking beside me, guiding me all the time. And this practice really solidifies my relationship to something greater than just myself. And so this practice of just prayer and journaling and just really hearing those messages and allowing myself to be led and guided in a way that is not coming from this ego comparison kind of purpose-filled way of like, oh, look at me, and trying to find worthiness that way instead of finding my worthiness in the path that God and Jesus are showing me and laying out for me, that has been transformative. So I hope that these little tips and stories give you some sort of structure, outline, inspiration, whatever it is, and just show you just how accessible it is that you can choose and pick and do things that alchemize your energy. Like, how cool is it that you can be feeling kind of like, nah, you're feeling kind of meh, you know, like I can't put my finger on it. Or maybe you're like, I have no energy, or you're like, I'm really angry, whatever it is. It's like, you can do and choose practices that shift you out of one feeling, one emotion, one energy frequency to another. And I'm not saying if you're feeling sad, you're immediately going to go from sadness straight up to joy, because that's going up the emotional spiral there. So if you've ever seen that scale, there's an emotional scale. It looks like a spiral, and it shows you like the lowest frequencies at the bottom of the funnel, the spiral, to the most euphoric ones. I think the top one is maybe enlightenment. You're not going to go from, you know, being like kind of in that middle rung of the spiral, jumping all the way up to the top of the rung with one practice. No, you may go from feeling sad to feeling peaceful or content. The point as you do these is to access energy to move you from one energetic frequency to the next. And the more that you get in touch with your own energy frequencies and you know the rhythms and the hums of yourself, the more that you tap into that, the more capable you are at alchemizing your own energy and shifting it and knowing what practices bring you from A to B or A to C, whatever it is. That I think is what is so cool. And this is like why I use all of my channels to freely give away as much energy, wisdom, inspiration, guidance as I can, like my social media platforms, this, my podcast, my community, my newsletter, and things like that, because I think that it's super important to share things like that, to give you and people who are reading, watching, witnessing, or who are creating this space to come and be in my world, whatever that looks like, is to give them these beautiful, tangible ways that they can, you know, lean into, feel into, try on their own, and see what works. Because I think a lot of times people need to feel safety and comfort before coming to work with you one-on-one or in a container. And so this is why I share these things. Or maybe right now you're in a place in your life where a session or a container or health coaching or soul coaching isn't within your budget. So this is why I offer a lot of tips, tangible tools, practices, wisdom, and things like that. And I love doing that. I love pouring into my community. So I hope that you found today's episode helpful, and I will chat with you on the next one. Have a beautiful day.